Welcome back to the Real Madrid podcast, ahead of what is perhaps the biggest week of the season so far, with first the semi-final second leg of the Copa del Rey against Barcelona, and then of course the La Liga meeting with Barcelona, both at Bernabeu. First though, the week begins with VAR, the hot topic of discussion yet again, as Madrid inched their way past Levante. Now Benzema celebrated his 20th goal of the season, his 11th in La Liga, already six more than last season's total. Now, the general view across all the medias on the performance of Madrid yesterday was it was a win minus a performance. Best player for many, yet again, Vinicius, who despite showing clear immaturity in some of the decisions that he is still making on the pitch, is their most dangerous player. And Gareth Bale's goal and celebration is poured over with a watching media left unimpressed at his attempts to brush off his teammates as they attempted to celebrate his goal. Bale, they say, is angry with the world. If ever there was a player who was in need of the services of an experienced PR, then it certainly is Gareth Bale. Now, Solari said on Bale after the game, he's very happy in the dressing room because he scored. I loved the fact that he came on with a rage in his game. He did a great job. He won the game for us. I thought his match was fantastic. On his brush off of his teammates for the celebration, Solari said, all I saw was how hard he worked, the goal and the celebration and the victory. Asked if he thought that the performance was a bad performance today, his response was, we put the focus on the positive here. The positive thing is how we worked, how we remained focused and how we kept our belief. And we got our reward in the end. We could have had other goals. Vinicius could have scored. But today was simply not his day. Butragueño was asked about Bale after the match as well and his celebration. He said he took the penalty well at a critical moment in the game. The rest is of little significance. On Vinicius, he said every time he gets the ball, there is a threat to the opponent. And on VAR, as you'd probably expect after they benefited from the penalty decisions, he said, VAR is very good for football. Whenever something new comes in, it takes time for things to settle down. Now, going back to Gareth Bale for a moment, the reason that he is angry with everybody, so it seems at the moment, is mostly due to Marcelo and Courtois for making comments about his private life. Notably, those comments that appeared last week saying that he only speaks English, being known as the golfer, and the fact that he goes to bed at 11 p.m. Now, you can't help but feel that the root of this is the fact that he simply can't communicate with anybody in Spanish, and he appears to have made zero effort whatsoever to learn the language. And just to underline the difference between the approach of different people, and I know the mere mention of Pep Guardiola here is perhaps the most welcome. However, I do remember at the time that he was offered the job at Bayern Munich, and the months afterwards he spent learning German, and in his very first press conference, although not fluent, he did speak German, which immediately gained him significant respect and credit within media circles and amongst fans of most of the clubs in Germany. Sent a message too to the dressing room, so the players should be aware of his attention to detail on what he was going to expect from them. So maybe next time Madrid spend a world record fee on bringing a player in, they maybe need to insist that part of any deal is the fact that the player learns the language, as being able to communicate, even in a basic form, is a vital component to a long and fruitful relationship. Now, last comment of the night comes from Vinicius on being ready to face Barcelona. He was asked about Leo Messi, and he said that Messi, he said, we're ready for anything. He's an incredible player who does incredible things that no other player can do, but he simply doesn't scare us. Now, with defensive remodeling a continuing source of discourse amongst the media, a new name has appeared in the transfer gossip columns today, that of West Ham's French under-21 defender Issa Diop, signed from Toulouse this season, who's grown significantly in stature throughout the course of this season. He's gone on to make 25 appearances, actually scored his Premier League debut goal in the 3-1 victory over Fulham this weekend, just gone. He's contracted until 2023, but a £45 million offer could, they say, tempt West Ham into selling. And staying in the Premier League, Vinicius has been talking about how much he would love to have Gabriel Jesus alongside him, his fellow Brazilian international, has struggled to hold down a starting position at Manchester City again this season, starting just 7 games, appearing in 14 as a substitute. And despite his contract running until 2023, Vinicius believes he could be tempted. His record, hugely impressive when you consider he scored 26 goals in 60 appearances, and 26 of those 60 appearances were as a substitute. Real Madrid, it's alleged, have set a price for Marcelo's summer departure after the player is said to have communicated his desire at a recent meeting. Madrid wants 70 million for him. It's now left up to Juventus to calculate if they believe that it's been money well spent. Asensio, as we know, who has been struggling to impress Solari, may have a way out this summer as Bayern Munich have raised their level of interest in signing him as they seek to remodel their ageing team. Asensio fits the bill perfectly. Whether Bayern are prepared to pay over 100 million euro, though, for a player is yet to be seen. One who could well be returning for next season, one who we've mentioned a few times this season as well, Raul de Tomás, whose stock has risen. And even though it's been a season of struggle with Vallecano, who are currently one off the bottom in Spain, he still managed 10 goals in 22 games and an astonishing 34 in 54 here on loan. And the previous year to that, it was 14 with another struggling club in Valladolid. And Perez, it is believed, favours a return for him, which would then in turn hasten the departure of Mariano. Staying with the man himself, Perez, he's said to be mulling over a move for Colombian Juan Cantero. Lopetegui, of course, was in favour. It was a player that he knew very well from his time at FC Porto. That was last summer, but the deal never came off. The player himself is desperate to have another crack at Europe after, remember, unconvincing spells at Pescara, Porto and Reno. He did shine occasionally at FC Porto. The stumbling block this time, though, is convincing Solari that he is actually needed within this squad at all. More chance of happening, though, is the return of James Rodriguez. The player has been very open about his desire to return, and he's on speaking terms with Perez, who is growing in favour of giving him a second chance. Meanwhile, though, Uli Hoeneß and Karl-Heinz Rummenigge over at Bayern has assured Bayern Munich fans that the final say on where Rodriguez goes will rest with the coach Niko Kovac. The option to buy him remains open until May, and should they decide to exercise it, then it will cost them 42 million euro. Now, Neymar's father has been talking in the media in Brazil, speaking hours after Kalaifi's interview appeared in France. Is he going to Madrid, was the question. No, he is not, came the answer. So in a normal world, if the player has said he's happy, which Neymar has, and the club's president says he isn't going to sell him, which he did, and his agent father said he's not going to go, that really should be enough. But as this is the football world, none of the statements really mean an awful lot. Now, Porto's highly rated central defender Militao incurred the wrath of his club after months of impressing everybody with his performances on the pitch. He made the headlines for a different reason after he broke the club's code of conduct surrounding late nights out. He was at Luisao's birthday party and the disco, it said, ended at 5 in the morning. He was subsequently dropped for the game against Tondela. Now, this, it appears, has got back to those upstairs in Madrid. And sources at Madrid have revealed that, in particular, Perez is very unimpressed with his behaviour. And it may well have put a question mark over the player's arrival in the summer. Now, no doubt about what the biggest story on Saturday was. Of course, we know about Madrid long having an interest in both Mbappe and indeed Neymar. The PSG chairman, Al Khelaifi, had a blunt message for those who think either will be leaving this summer. Neymar and Kylian will stay in Paris, he said. That is not 100%, but 2,000%. So I confirm again that both will stay. Another trending topic coming into the weekend was Sergio Ramos and his off-field business acumen, after it was revealed that he and his company manage assets of over 100 million euro and include everything from parking lots in Marbella to fine art and real estate. Now, the last week has brought some more individual awards for players at Real Madrid, this time the International Federation of Football History and Statistics, who voted Luka Modric as the best playmaker of 2018 and Thibaut Courtois as the best goalkeeper. Our former Spurs teammate of Gareth Bale, Dimitar Berbatov, spoke out about his current predicament, and he had a simple message for him. If they don't want you, you have to leave. And he continued, Bale, he said, is being blamed for everything, and I don't understand it. It's very unfair. If you look at his stats, 12 goals in 30 games, that was coming into this weekend. Those are very, very good numbers. On a return to Spurs, he added, I'm really not sure that one club like Tottenham can spend £100 million on one player. And we'll stay with Gareth Bale for a moment. Not done quite yet. All of the players picked up their brand new cars on the eve of the weekend. Most picked up Q7 and Q8 Audis with 5-litre engines in them, all apart from Gareth Bale, who was the only one who went for the environmentally superior Audi e-tron. So, round of applause for Gareth Bale. Now, the former coach Lopetegui has been prominent over the course of the last couple of weeks in the media and has been a little more candid about his time in charge, but he remains diplomatic as well. I'm extremely grateful, he said, to Madrid for being able to, even for just a short while, be able to train this amazing team. On Vinicius, he said he was adapting to life in Spain at the time. It was very early days. He would have played. This season, remember, lasts for 10 months, not 1.5. He participated well with the Castilla team. I know that he will have a sensational future. On his dismissal, he said, Jose Angel Sanchez told me I did not speak to Florentino Perez. I never spoke to him again. I'll just stay with Vinicius momentarily. He too was vocal on social media, but with good reason. He was informing his growing army of followers on Instagram of his beating of Neymar 5-0 playing FIFA 19. And finally, rumours on Luka Modric's future are now consigned after he extended his contract until 2021. And despite all the stories that circulated over recent months, the one thing that has always remained consistent was Modric's view and wish to end his playing career at Real Madrid, which is what he will do now. And that just about wraps it up then for today. We'll be back on Thursday to look back at the reaction to the second leg of that semi-final of the Copa del Rey, the meeting with Barcelona on Wednesday. And also we'll be looking ahead to the weekend meeting in La Liga. Now, don't forget you can catch up with all of the season's news on the website at realmadridpodcast.com. Failing that, you can also subscribe and follow us on Spotify, iTunes, Google, Stitcher, all the usual platforms. So, in the meantime, enjoy the game and all the drama that unfolds with it on Wednesday. And I'll see you back here on Thursday. From me, Tim Cable. Bye-bye.